The council approved a motion in favor of Alternative G4, which calls for new ferry ramps and improved facilities right next to the existing ferry terminals. Councilmember Sam Bergeron opened the discussion. He says he used to think a bridge was a good idea.
But as time has passed, and as we look at the bridge alternatives and the impact on a very established cruise industry, and as we also look at the state of the federal funding and all of our other needs that we have, I can't really support and will not support any kind of a bridge option going over to Covina.
Bergeron says the only option he now can support is improved ferry access. He says Ketchikan has infrastructure needs on Revilla Island that are more important than a new bridge to an island with very little development. Councilmember Dick Coos cast the only vote against the motion to endorse ferries, which he says is a short-sighted move. He says Ketchikan shouldn't sacrifice a hard link because of an industry that might not last. Coos says the state's bridge designs can be modified to make them more cruise ship friendly, and the idea shouldn't be abandoned.
I still think a bridge is the best long-term, I'm saying many years out, several decades, for this community. The ships, even though as much as I appreciate them and I work with them every day, they do have motors, a lot of fixed hotel on the ground, and I think there's just lots of economic development issues that in the future could benefit us if we had a hard link to that island.
The State Department of Transportation is accepting comments through August 13th on the project's Supplemental Environmental Impact Study, released last month. The options include two bridge designs and four ferry plans. During a recent public hearing in Ketchikan, a marine pilot expressed concern about the bridge options, stating that they would make access difficult for large cruise ships. City Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon expressed similar concerns. He wrote in a memo that both bridge designs provide a vertical clearance of 200 feet, and the largest ship that now stops in Ketchikan has an air draft of 200 feet. And he says at least two ships that might enter the Alaska market require even more clearance. Corporon also spoke during the council meeting and talked about what he believes would provide significantly better access to Gravina.
To me, what makes a little more sense, when they put it out, you would need a third ferry right now to do it right. Mm-hmm. So you'd always have two and one available for emergencies or routine maintenance replacements. And if they put one in the pipeline now so it's built in a few years, then you'd have them on a fairly decent rotation schedule.
Corporon says that two ferries running all day, year-round, with one running at night, would provide the 24-hour access needed to encourage development on Gravina Island. Councilmember Matt Olson agrees. He says he used to support a bridge, but not anymore. He added that the entire community should tell the state to provide free access to Ketchikan's airport, no matter which option the Department of Transportation eventually chooses.
We need better access, we need cheaper access, and it's not our fault that you put the airport over there.
Ketchikan's airport was built by the state, which retains ownership. However, the airport is operated by the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. The motion endorsing Alternative G4 included a comment asking the state to provide free access to the airport. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.